Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Forkfest 2020 on, I think it's actually day 10. I might have called it day 9 earlier. Or maybe we were recording yesterday's show. All the days are a bit of a blend to some extent.
I mean, it really doesn't help that we're doing these shows in advance. So it's like, okay, we're doing the Thursday show, but right. it's Tuesday.
And we've been doing like a fraction of one show one day and then a fraction of another show the same day. So even though it's Tuesday, we've recorded a bit of Wednesday and a bit of Thursday. Show. So we're here, though, and we are keeping it together for the most part. You can come and join us. Go to forkfest.party, and you can learn more about the event there. And what we've been doing here today, actually, throughout the last week and a half, we've been interviewing a lot of different people who we don't really have on the show very often. Today, we're changing up. We're having the people on we have on the show pretty often, although this one, Vincent, is here with us. It's been a few weeks, Vincent, since you've last been on Free Talk Live. You have left the Keene area.
Yes, I've done what most college students are doing now, and I moved back in with my parents, although I want to dispel all of these rumors saying that I'm living in my mother's basement. That is not true. I'm living in my father's attic. Get it right.
That's much better. Actually, no, it's not. It's the summertime, right? So it's probably pretty hot up in the attic.
Yeah, and I'm burning incense because, you know, I've gotten into that lately, and it's pretty, I mean, you know, it's not the best living, but considering how, you know, coronavirus and this whole, you know, hoax and depression is ruining so many of our lives, I can't find a reason to complain, except about my father.
So, you've been following, and you're still doing your show, by the way, Questioning Authority. You're doing it on Saturday night still on LRN.FM, and also you're doing your own live stream on DLive, and I believe, is it Twitch as well, or just
No,
DLive?
No, not Twitch, just okay. DLive, DLive.tv/QAVincent, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11
wow.
p.m. Eastern. Yeah, I don't want to, you know, I as a favor, as a courtesy, Ian, I don't want to compete, you know, I don't want to be competition
Aww,
for FTL.
That's nice. Thanks for that.
Oh,
and good for you for keeping that schedule. Monday, that's actually more shows than you were doing when you were in college, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so you went through the extra lame-o graduation that we've seen happening. Now, I guess you didn't get, like, yard signs like the high school students did.
No.
Have you seen those everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone drive around with, like, congrats, Vincent, 2020 on it or anything?
No. No, if my dad were to have any sign, it'd be, my son needs to get a job or a real job. But no, we didn't do that thing, that stupid thing with the honking the horns.
Oh,
I got a lot
yeah.
of complaints from people in Keene saying, did you participate in that? I'm like, no, I didn't even know what was going on. I wouldn't want to. It's a shame.
So you've been watching real closely this CHAZ situation, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, and it was like a week ago, I think, that we announced there was news saying that it was shutting down, that the CHAZ, which has been, it really has only existed for like just under 3 weeks at this point. It was within about 2 weeks they'd announced that it was ending. The idea was that for whatever reason, protests were going on in Seattle, of course, but what happened was the police left one of their precincts, apparently under orders of the mayor or something like that. When they left that precinct, people decided they were going to come in there and set up the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or the CHAZ, as it was called. And you've been following this very closely. What's been happening? Give us your opinion about it.
Oh, goodness, where to begin? First and foremost, they renamed it to the CHOP now, which stands for Capitol Hill Occupation Protest, because...
Organized protest.
Or, excuse me, thank you. Organized protest,
well,
because...
From what I understand, some people renamed it that, but others continued calling it the CHAZ. So it was actually a schism within the CHAZ, in that not everyone agreed on what it should be called.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's like the worst mixture of decentralization and centralization, where there's it's in the evening or the daytime, there's different people running it. The reason why they wanted it to be, or some people wanted it to be changed to CHOP, is because it was some of the original Black Lives Matter protesters were upset that the CHAZ, which you know, people were calling like its own country, you know, because they use the term autonomous zone, was taking away from the message of the original Black Lives Matter protest. And so there's like, you know, the schism, if it could be, at least from my, from what I've seen, is this is very interesting where this whole story, usually I, you know, rely on news articles and such and reports, but I had to rely on Twitter, right? With like mm-hmm. citizen journalists and streamers were taking on the ground. So this has been a unique experience. So there's two groups. There's one,
yeah,
the original.
You can't get good information from the media.
Oh, no, especially not regarding this, right? Where it's just even the places that tell the truth, that you know, don't have too much of a spin, there's very few details on mm-hmm. it, and for a reason they which we'll get into later. But there's sort of two main groups that I've been able to gather. I really wish I could be there in person, but there's the Black Lives Matter protesters, and you know, sort of like the OG, the original people who wanted it to be renamed to CHOP and aren't, you know, too into the whole autonomous thing. And then there's the sort of like Marxist, tanky, you know, like an Antifa hippie group that are really trying to, you know, that try to like create the community of Chaz and sort of have their own little, I guess, like utopia, you know, Marxist utopia that relies exclusively on outside imports.
Right, because they're not producing their own thing. They're
absolutely,
getting donations,
yeah. They tried to make a garden. Yeah, but No Cop Co-op is runs entirely on donations. And, like, during streams, mm-hmm. I'd see what they serve. And it's, like, all the kind of stuff you'd expect at a little league or little soccer practice, right?
What, nachos and hot dogs? And
No, not even. Well, I mean, there are some street vendors. The food, actually, there looks very good. They have Ben and Jerry's had a truck there. No, it's stuff like Little Debbie Cakes. Was it Capri Sun, you know. So I mean, and a lot of the people there, and I've seen a lot of them are childish. I've seen like a lot of these people, they just don't, I mean, you know, they first off, they don't have jobs, which is why they're able to go there for so long. But they tried to start a garden, and there's a lot of controversy regarding the garden, but no matter what, if you see the picture of it, right, you know, normally, I'm not an expert, I have a multimedia journalism degree.
Yeah, you're not a gardener.
I don't have an agriculture degree, but, you know, I know a little bit about gardening, right? You have mm-hmm. to have rows, you have to, you know, you have to plan out your garden, but in this case, their garden, which they did on city property, right, they just, you know, dug up some dirt. It was the worst organized garden I've ever seen. It's just, they went to Lowe's or Home Depot, bought pre-potted plants and then buried it in there, and then some homeless guy went on there and was dancing on it, but he had two like kendo sticks, and so no one wanted to stop him.
Public property, the tragedy of the commons.
To some people, like we've heard about the warlord, which I mean I could get into in further
Raz
detail.
Simone was his name,
the SoundCloud,
right?
Mumblecore you know, mumble rap warlord.
He denied, by the way. He denied being a warlord. It was some in the media, I guess, who were labeling him as that. Was there any evidence that he was actually threatening anyone in any way?
Oh, yeah, there's video of it. Yeah, I'd say warlord is too glorious of a term. I'd say just general thug.
What was he doing?
Better. So there's footage of him him hitting a streamer, right? Someone was streaming,
ooh.
And he, you know, there's video footage of him punching him, and then the next day, they, quote, made up and were smiling. But it's very easy to forgive someone when they have a crew of armed men, right? You know, there's video of Simone walking around with rifles. The priest.
Now that you got to give them some credit for. I mean, a lot of these Marxists are purportedly anti-gun, but you've got people with guns who were guarding the Chaz entry points. There were people with like full-on M14 rifles there.
Oh yeah,
protecting the Chaz.
Quote protecting. I understand your point. I just don't have much sympathy for these people because they don't want, you know, they're for the government having guns, but they, you know, the people who went there, they considered themselves part of the government, right? Versus seeing, so the East Precinct is covered in graffiti. It was mm-hmm. covered in graffiti. And, on one of the first nights, I think it was the first week, there was a guy who was tagging over the graffiti, right? He was just, you know, spray painting, you know, the whole place is covered in graffiti. It's the whole place is trashed. And Raz Simone and his crew walk up and tell him that he shouldn't be doing that. And there's even a quote. They said, "We're the police now."
Well
he's not wrong.
It's come full circle.
They're the thugs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, and so during the night, Raz Simone and his crew would be in charge because mm-hmm. everyone's running around with guns. During the day, it was much more decentralized because obviously if you're running around with guns telling people what to do, it's not very good. There's even footage of Raz Simone handing out rifles to people. He said, "Who knows how to hold a gun?" And, you know, some guy raises his hand. He pulls out of his Tesla, right? You know, Raz Simone is very wealthy. He received like tens of thousands of dollars from the city of Seattle a few years ago.
Really?
To establish some his music recording studio or whatever. I used to think that the city of Keene was a pushover with cops, you know, letting us have the nightcap. Man, Keene ain't got nothing on Seattle. See, right? You know, this mayor that they despise, we're trying to get her, you know, get her kicked out. They hate the whole system.
I want you to tell me more. Stand by, okay? More about the mayor. What's going on with the Chaz, Seattle? Vincent's been paying close attention to this, so we're going to get more of his assessment. And we'll continue. More from ForkFest coming up. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here in real life. Just go to forkfest.party to learn more about this event. It's going on through this weekend.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The Monetary Evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
with more Free Talk Live from the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground for ForkFest 2020, the fourth ForkFest, and it's been a good one so far. It's actually still Tuesday as we're recording this Thursday episode of the show, and Vincent is here with us from Questioning Authority, and you're now seen on DLive. Was it at DLive.tv/QAVincent?
Yes.
You're doing a show there three times a week, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, starting at 11 p.m. Eastern?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So check him out there for more of Vincent. You're doing video-related, like, you're showing clips and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's almost exclusively clips, yeah.
And you've been following closely what's been going on in the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. We're going to continue with that discussion, but I do want to remind you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Divvy. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org. So you were just telling us, Vincent, about this pushover mayor in Seattle who, what were you trying to say there?
Yeah, Jenny Durkin, I believe her name is. So a lot of the demands, there's a list of demands such as defund the Seattle Police Department, if not just
a
totally
lot of them are
it.
Are decent criminal justice demands. We actually went over that list of demands from the CHAZ, and there was like 19 criminal justice related ones. I think we only disagreed, quibbled with a couple of them. But then they have, like, some crazy economic demands, like, you know, free education, free health care, free this, free that, like total, you know, communism or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. On the surface, there's a lot of, like, regarding policing, there's a lot of legitimate demands.
Yep.
And I've had a lot of negative things to say about the CHAZ, but that by no means does that mean I'm pro-Seattle police or whatever. Because, I mean, my opinion, the police brought this on themselves. And now, unfortunately, we all have to, us normal people have to pay the consequences of this. There's been a few...
I don't know about that. I'm not paying any consequences of what the police have brought on themselves.
Well, I'm talking about the political consequences. I'm talking about in regards to CHAZ, where you have business... You know, the police don't... So the police don't go... There's been a few shootings there, and the, you know, EMT... There's a lot of outrage because the ambulance wouldn't go into the autonomous zone, but it's because during an active shooter situation, the medics have to wait until the police are there, and the police... the police aren't allowed in there, and then by the time...
I heard the police were allowed in.
Well, they weren't allowed in. Well, there's no, like, central authority. Well, at that time, there was no central authority, but what happened... This is the first shooting, right? There's been, I think, four shootings in almost as many days. There was a shooting today.
How many people died because of the shootings?
I think two... Because there was one today. I think one person died today, and then someone else died at the hospital. Because they have these CHOP medics, which you're not allowed to video record or interview or nothing. You're not allowed to get their faces on. And that's good, actually, because it's a violation of a non-aggression principle to take a picture of someone without their consent, of course.
That's a ForkFest joke. There was an argument between some people this morning about that.
So the CHOP medics brought the guy there, and, you know, this guy's died, like, he's shot and bleeding out, and they gave him CPR, right? He's bleeding out, and they're giving... So these basically were anti-CHOP medics, quote, it means Antifa, either they just went on a red wiki how, or maybe they are nursing students.
Okay.
And so the police had to wait until they had enough people in order to go in sort of like as an armed group, and as soon as they entered the zone, people started screaming and yelling, and the CHOP medics brought the shooting victims to the hospital where one died. And then the other one...
I mean, because that's what you want to do if you're not trained. You want to move people when they've been shot. Right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, that's also the other mistake. And, the other thing, maybe it led to the guy's death. But the one who's still alive is talking about suing the police because they weren't able to protect him, which is...
That won't work.
But that's the thing. Despite living in CHAZ where, you know, they don't want, you know, no police are allowed, ACAB, you know, all cops are,
bastards.
Yeah, okay.
But it won't work anyway because the police have no obligation to protect. So even if the police were allowed to go there... if they don't show up, and as many places, police won't show up when you call them, or they're not there in the amount of time that you need them, they're not obligated to be there. The government's courts, the Supreme Court, has ruled over and over again the police and any government agency has no obligation to protect you.
That's true. So back to the mayor, since you asked about us. So the mayor, Jenny Durkin, you know, she's the mayor of Seattle, so naturally she's, you know, very far to the left. Yeah, which is, you know, which a lot of people are surprised that they despise her that much. And she's done nothing but defend the zone. She's said it was a summer of love. And then when people got shot, they interviewed her again, and she said she was clearly being sarcastic. she's met with the leaders, and she says how she just praises them, says how great it is. Then the quote leader, which are just spokespeople, really, come back and then say how awful she was and how much a liar she is. So, I mean...
Well, she probably is a liar.
So oh, yes. And so after like, the third shooting, it was decided that it was time... You know, the government seemed as if they were getting its stuff together and, or it grew a pair and was going to just end the zone and kick people out. So a lot of people...
a lot of people left,
Sunday,
right?
Yeah, so a lot of people left, but that could also be because of the shooting, too, where they didn't feel safe. The last I heard was that people are staying in the precinct, right? They're occupying the precinct, which, you know, I mean, I have to say it does
make
sense.
The police precinct, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, it's easier to defend than just a whole six-block radius.
Interesting. So what you're saying is a bunch of the people have left, but there's some hardcores that are occupying now the actual police precinct that started when the police left. That sort of kicked this all off.
Yes, that was the last I saw before heading to Forkfest. And, you know, internet is, you know, I don't have as much access to internet.
You got here yesterday.
Today there was a shooting, and according to at least the article I read from the BBC, the occupation, it's, you know, Chaz Chop is still there in some capacity.
So, and it's going to remain, as I understand it. I mean, the police. Sorry, I had a bug fly on me.
Yep, it happens.
The police will probably eventually actually go in and kick these people out. But until they do that, I mean, there's no incentive for these people to abandon the precinct. I mean, they've conquered the police station.
But they're going to get, if they get surrounded, then their incentive is going to be they will starve.
It'll be a siege.
I'm sure there may be some, they may have some food in there, but it's probably not enough to last them any significant amount of time.
And the was a part of their demands against the police station, so the police department that was met was not using tear gas, or which with tear gas, maybe rubber bullets, or any of like what they call the non-lethal, you know, crowd control weapons. So they will have to resort to a siege because they can't just gas them out.
Other cities apparently tried to start similar things, but were stopped by the police.
Portland versus the Black House Autonomous Zone, which took place in Washington, D.C., across from the White House. Yeah, I forget what church it was called.
Oh.
That got vandalized.
Is this the church where Trump went across the street?
Yes, St. James, I think it is.
It's a Catholic church, I think.
For his little photo op with the Bible after.
If you want to stay, you're welcome to. Vincent, we may resume coverage here. We're just kind of playing it by ear, just taking it easy, having a good time here at ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party. I don't know if we're done for the day, or at least for today when we're recording it. It's still Thursday as you're listening to this, so you will have more Free Talk Live coming up, but it may be recorded on Wednesday.
And we wonder why we're confused on what day it is.
Yes, are you clear yet? All right, this is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Dog Mojo was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy. You want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is thrilled with the latest jobs report.
It's a spectacular number.
what we've done here basically has created 8 million jobs in the last 2 months, May and June. The unemployment rate is falling.
4.8 million jobs were added last month. Meantime, the unemployment rate now is at 11.1%. Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing an executive order requiring all Texans to wear face coverings over their mouth and nose in public spaces. Abbott says we need to take steps to curb the spread of coronavirus.
But this time, we need to refocus on slowing the spread. But this time, we want to do it without closing down Texas again.
This is USA Radio News. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says there are many things to consider when creating a coronavirus vaccine.
Obviously, developing the vaccine is the top priority, but right below that top priority is having a plan that distributes that vaccine in a way that people believe is fair and equitable.
Blunt, making his comments during a Senate hearing, also says he knows the coronavirus vaccine concerns many.
There are clearly concerns about the vaccine. About half of Americans are either reluctant. About one out of five Americans says they're just not going to take the vaccine. I certainly intend to.
Mississippi's state flag is removed from the Capitol. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The flag with the Confederate emblem was removed a day after Governor Tate Reeves signed a measure to do away with it. The push to change the flag coming amid ongoing national discussions about race.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And just like that, it's the future. Here we are on what is the second half of our Thursday episode that we're now recording on Wednesday. So we did the first half of the show on Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday, and it is, it's actually early afternoon when we're getting started today. It was a late night for me last night, and Ari, I think you too.
Yeah.
So we're here, and that's okay because it's a slow start here at week two of ForkFest. It's been raining basically every day, although yesterday there was, I would say it was more clear than it was raining. It rained in a spot here and there, but the day prior to that, it was rained all day long and all night. Today appears to have been raining since last night.
Yeah, it's supposed to be stopping sometime this evening, so hopefully that will prove to be true.
Yeah, well, weather reports are a dime a dozen. They don't mean much to me, but being here is great, and it's great to be, you know, it's not too cold. It's actually pretty nice out right now, despite the rain. A little bit of rain doesn't bother me. There's tents where people can go. There's Colin's got a party tent set up, which was just hopping last night. We popped in there. Somebody was singing like French karaoke.
Yeah, they were. It was strange. It was strange.
It was Chris Gronsky, actually, who was doing that. And there was a poker game going on, and there were people just kind of hanging out in there. There were at least like 16 people in this one tent that we walked into. And then across the way from that is the Quillage tent, which also had probably another 10 or 11 people in it. And that was just two tents right next door to one another. So these are some of the kind of the hangout tents that the ForkFest attendees have set up here for people to just chill out at pretty much any time, day or night. And when the rain has stopped, you tend to see more people at picnic tables and such. You and I, we had dinner over at Silver Dave's last night.
Oh, man, he was packed last night.
I think he got almost everyone in the park to eat his food yesterday. Because I know that one, I think it was actually your tent, Ladies Night Out, which you're involved in helping organize, that they had some food that they brought out. They were actually just trying to give away food. But everyone had already eaten over at Silver Dave's tent, so unfortunately their food went cold or something.
Not one. Well, we didn't have warmers. We have them now. But, not one single dish served. And we were giving it away.
Yeah. Silver Dave pwned it at like $20 a plate, too.
Yeah.
So people were willing to pay $20 because they know he's got a level of quality that's unmatched. Plus, he came around and he did the work to get the sales, right? Like he went around the campsite and asked people, hey, you know, you want to order for tonight? And apparently today he's doing lunch as well as a dinner. You already ate your breakfast over at Silver Dave. So Silver Dave's providing a real high quality level of service. I was actually just talking with the guy from Goldback last night, Jeremy Corden, who we first interviewed actually at Freedom Fest about a year ago. That was when I met him. Of course, we've been talking on and off about the Goldbacks here for most of the last year on Free Talk Live. Not because they're a sponsor, but because they're just that awesome. It's an amazing gold currency that you can use in real life. It's like a tradable piece of gold artwork that has a very specific amount of gold in it. The single is a 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, and they're just so beautiful, and I was hoping they would go over well at this event, this one, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and boy, did they ever.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I paid for my lunch with Goldbacks.
Today you did.
Yeah,
nice.
And I paid for dinner yesterday with Goldbacks, I think. I mean, it's super convenient, and it's faster and easier to do that than it is to whip out my phone and scan a QR.
Yeah, you whip out the phone, turn it on, put in your code, open the wallet, put in the code to get into the wallet, scan the QR code if you're ready, if the other person's ready, and then hopefully you've got the internet connection to detect the payment. And, you know, that's not to say that I just dislike crypto. I love crypto. I spent 100% crypto. Cryptocurrency the last time I was here. So last year, I spent all cryptocurrency the whole time, and it was great. This is basically a cryptocurrency festival in the woods, or an alternative currency festival, because you can avoid spending dollars the entire time.
The only time I've spent dollars was to buy more gold or crypto.
Right. Yeah, that's the only time I've actually accepted dollars at all, was when people wanted to buy some gold backs from me. But otherwise, I've just been, you know, socking them away. And when I get back, I'm buying more gold backs with the dollars that were given to me here. So it's been incredible success. But anyway, I was talking with a guy from Goldback, the founder at goldback.com, last night, and he was sharing with me some cool stuff, including some of the artwork, the draft artwork for the upcoming New Hampshire Goldbacks. And I got to say, I was actually surprised, because I've been telling people have been asking, well, is there going to be a New Hampshire Goldback? And I've been saying yes. But the Nevada artwork took like 5 months. So I've been saying toward the end of the year. Maybe it'll be sooner than that, because they've already got some draft artwork done, and it's only been a week that they've been working on it.
Well, like with most things, I imagine they streamline the process and become a little bit more efficient each time. So the Nevada ones look fantastic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so did send a couple of those along, too. Now, on goldback.com, if you go to the news section, you can see, I believe they've got the 10. So Goldback's got 1. 5, 10, 25, and 50 increments. Those are all of 1,000. So 50 1,000s, 10 1,000s, and so on of an ounce of gold. And I think they put the 10 up publicly, but he shared with us last night he shared the 50 and the 1.
The 50's gorgeous.
Man. It looks amazing. And
phenomenal artwork. And I have to say, I appreciate how the artist is depicting almost, from what I've seen, exclusively women on the artwork.
Yeah, they're doing like the Lady Virtues or something like that. Yeah. And it's beautiful. The artist, whoever she is doing amazing work. It's the same artist.
She's quite talented.
Yeah, it's the same one who's doing Utah and Nevada and New Hampshire. So there's going to be a similar feel, you know, linking
which
the,
is good.
The three. But they're all, the imagery is all going to be different between them. And so, anyway, it was really cool to be able to see some of the New Hampshire artwork. It's just like a hand-drawn pencil sketch. It wasn't like high-res. It was just a picture of a drawing. But it's, I think it's going to be cool, and he's really excited about it. He says he thinks that it may be the most that New Hampshire's may be the most beautiful yet. So, I mean, maybe he's
blowing
smoke.
Well, of course they will be, I mean.
but you know, it looks pretty good, I got to say. So I'm excited about that. You can go to goldback.com, learn more. They actually just put a really lengthy history page up at goldback.com/history where Jeremy writes the, you know, how this idea came about. What was the genesis of the Goldback concept? What did it take to get the ball off, you know, get the ball on the road with this thing?
And oh, I imagine it was very difficult. I haven't had a chance to read the history article
yet. I started it last night. It's very in-depth.
I would imagine it is. Does it go into the history of, like, why he chose to do this or why he's pursuing it?
Yeah, I think it does. I'm just in the beginning of it, so I haven't really had a chance to dig too deep into that. So we're here.
He's doing great work regardless.
Yeah. Oh, I had something else that that he shared with me last night that I thought was interesting about how successful they've been there. He says they went from 80,000 in sales a month to over 500,000 per month. Just, I guess, recently. He doesn't say which. Oh, he says in the past few months at goldback.com. So,
yeah, congratulations to him.
So, yeah, so it's popular. I mean, and understandably, I mean, people seem to instantly get it when they see the gold back. And that's another nice thing about it versus cryptocurrency is there's not a whole lot of explaining you have to do.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 24 karat gold. It's 1/1,000th of an ounce. It's usable. I mean, that's it. You know, people already understand gold. It's not a new concept. It's gold in hand. They get that.
Yeah.
And so I had no problem whatsoever using gold backs for everything I've purchased here so far. All the food from multiple different vendors, including vendors that a couple vendors that had never seen the gold back before. They had no preconception of what it was, and they were interested. The only slight pushback I had was I asked the question at one vendor during the Porcupine Freedom Festival time last week, a late night vendor who I had not bought food yet from, and I said, "Do you accept gold?" And she says, "Oh, no, we haven't accepted gold yet, but we'll take crypto or Federal Reserve notes." And so I got out some cash, and I also got a gold back out. And I said, "Well, this is what I was talking about when I said gold." Because, you know, she was probably thinking, like, you know, a tenth of an ounce or some sort of little piece of gold. And when she saw that, she instantly changed her mind about accepting gold. So, so it made it, you know, totally sold itself in that particular case.
It does that. I mean, the only time I did not get someone to accept them was the hot sauce guy up the hill there.
Oh,
I mean, he's no longer here, but yeah. I mean, he took Bitcoin.
Yeah,
so.
Missing out.
He took Bitcoin Core, strangely enough. No Bitcoin Cash or Monero.
That is weird.
Yeah, and no gold.
We got more coming up here. We're just vamping about ForkFest here on another rainy day. There's still time for you to come up and join us for this weekend. We're going to be here until Sunday. Go to ForkFest.party, and this is Free Talk Live.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there,
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here on what is your Thursday, what is our Wednesday, bringing you more shows and content here from ForkFest 2020, the fourth annual ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party. Learn more about the event. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you would like to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you need to get over to Bitcoin.com. They've got a great introductory section there. But it's not just for newbies. It's also for folks who have had a long-time experience with cryptocurrency. You can get the latest news headlines there at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. It's a great site. Lots of info. Check it out, Bitcoin.com. Ian and Aria in our remote studio here at the top of the hill, the beautiful Rogers Campground. We're in the RV zone. There's also a camping area. We were back there last night hanging out with Vincent at his fire, walking around. We walked around the whole park. It's a big park here, and there's a fair amount of people in it. Now, how many of them are here for ForkFest versus how many of them are just here because they're the park seasonals? It's really hard to know the difference because, well, if you want to know if somebody's here for ForkFest, you have to ask them. Unless they've got, like, you know, some obviously Liberty t-shirt or something like that where they're signaling that they're part of the freedom movement. But, you know, there was a group of people that were cranking some Tool, I guess, yesterday over by a couple of the party tents who had showed up, I think, yesterday. And I said, hey, are you guys here for ForkFest? And they said, yep. And I'd never met them before. So there's definitely some people in the park who we're not familiar with that are here for ForkFest, which is a good thing.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad to see it has been as successful as it has been. And, I mean, it's only Wednesday.
It is only Wednesday. And, essentially the second week of Forkfest began on Monday. The first week, which coincided with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, started on the 22nd. So some of us have been here going on our full second week, and it's been a great experience so far. The park is just full of cool people hanging out, getting to know each other, seeing old friends, and having a good time. It's been great. There's news that we can talk about here, and we've got a special guest host here. Welcome.
Peakless Mountaineer.
Peakless Mountaineer is his name. He's our new Sunday night co-host, although you may be moving to Friday, maybe not. We don't know. We'll figure all that out within the next few weeks. But we've been talking about, you know, some of the cool things happening here with vendors, for instance, accepting cryptocurrency and gold backs as well. Then there was this cool thing that you announced yesterday, Aria, that you have launched an app for Forkfest.
Yes. Well, I didn't launch the app. I mean, it's a sourced app, right?
You contracted for the app.
Yes.
Yes. There's a company called Eventify that is doing apps, and they've got, you know, like a system, right? Like they have pieces that you can plug into this system and sort of boil up your own app, basically. There you can include X, but you can exclude Y features, and it's relatively affordable to do this thing. We were looking because Forkfest, it's decentralized. Yeah. So there's no central authority. There's no organizers except for each individual that is attending. If you want to organize something, then you should do that. But then how do you promote it? How do you let people know that you exist? Well, they could walk by your campsite. But if you're all the way out at, you know, site 181, seven aisles down in the RV zone, you're not going to necessarily get a whole lot of foot traffic out there. So what do you do?
There is the Forkfest Telegram chat. But
there is that.
If you post something there, it's almost immediately going to get, you know, shoved off the screen by other conversations. So if you're trying to advertise something there, it's just not going to happen.
Correct. And so the Forkfest chat is good for in the moment, having conversations live in the across the campground. Hey, so-and-so, where are you? Or I've got this thing available. We're serving breakfast or whatever. But like you said,
I mean, ideally, we could get that sort of thing moved to the radios, right? Because it would be more efficient for that.
True. Of course, not everybody's always listening to the radio. So there's a couple different methods of communication that have been dominant here over the last few years of Forkfest. There's two-way radios on a specific channel that people share, and then there's also this Telegram chat. But the problem with chat rooms and the problem with two-ways is it's instantaneous. If you weren't listening, you don't hear it.
Yeah.
Whereas with a chat room, at least, you can scroll back, and you don't have to miss anything in the chat room if you want to pay attention to it.
Sure, but that can also be hundreds of messages.
Yes, it can get too cluttered. Yeah. The chat room can get too cluttered, and so it's hard to really see what's going on. There is a forum, but it's fairly underused. There's not a whole lot of people posting to the forum for whatever reason.
Well, no one wants to walk around, you know, accessing a forum while they're at Forkfest.
Well, I mean, if that were true, then no one would want to walk around accessing an app. I mean, ultimately,
okay,
these are both places where you can go to get a better organization of what's going on in a place. Because a forum is better for organization than a chat room, because you can have different topics.
Yeah.
And that's the idea behind the app is, all right, well, the forum's not working very well, because for whatever reason people don't like forums these days. They like their social media kind of things, but we don't want to use Facebook. We don't want to use these social media things.
Especially these days.
Yeah, centralization is definitely, you know, not desirable generally, I think.
Although if someone was to make a Forkfest Instagram for the pictures here, that would be fantastic.
I don't think anyone's done that yet.
I don't think they have.
So if you're into the Instagram thing, feel free. And there are pictures being posted to the Telegram chat, and they're usually after the fact. We do like a thread on the forum of post all your photos here and then upload it. We upload them to like Google Photos.
It worked out very well last year.
Yeah, that seems to have worked pretty well. But the idea behind this app is, well, people are used to apps, number one. That's what they're used to. And it was kind of inspired by the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Sure.
They've had an app for the last, I think, 3 years or something like that, that they pay apparently through the nose to this company.
It's going to be pretty pricey.
Called Hoova. WHOVA. And
it is a nice app.
It
right?
is.
But trying to get, you know, just pricing information from them was a monumental headache.
They want to price it. Yeah, they want to talk to you first. They want to talk, you know, hook you up with the sales guy, and he wants to figure out how much you can afford so they can price it based on, you know, what they think they can get out of you. That's the impression I got.
So Eventify, I emailed them at like midnight a few nights ago. I was like, hey, I just want to buy the license to use this app.
Mm-hmm.
And within...
Which is their business model, by the way.
Yes.
Instead of Hoova, where they charge you per user a certain fee based on the number of users that you have, so based on the number of tickets that you've sold to your event, well, Fortfest doesn't have tickets, so we're not selling anything, so we don't have any way of collecting money, nor do we want to, right? If somebody charges you for a Fortfest ticket, you're being scammed.
That's one thing I like about the current the app that we're using, right? You, in order to get access to it, you have to buy a ticket, and the tickets are set at $0.
Right, so it's free.
It sort of reinforces to people the idea that there is no ticket cost for Forkfest, and if you ever pay for a ticket, you've been ripped off.
Yeah. Thankfully, that hasn't happened yet. No one has ever reported that somebody scammed them trying to sell them a Forkfest ticket. But if this thing becomes very popular, that could happen at some point in the future. Although most people here are very, very honest. I was commenting to you the other night in my history of having come to these Freedom Festivals. I don't think anybody's ever had anything really stolen from them in any sort of meaningful sense, although I know Mikey did say he lost a flag this year. Did you ever find it, Mikey? Did that flag ever turn up? He says he's assumed. Well, he does an honor system there, so people leave cash in, and it's hard to keep track of inventory on something like that.
Sure.
But, you know, we can leave expensive radio equipment sitting out 24 hours a day through the overnight. I mean, it's not the most expensive equipment, but it's something. You know, if you're a crackhead, you could probably pawn this board for, you know, $50 or $20.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly an advantage to surrounding yourself with people who respect private property and property rights. Exactly.
Yeah, and that has been the case here for years. So anyway, this app has been, I think, a very good experience so far. You just launched it yesterday. You're still in the back end doing some configuration, and you're interacting with the people who are running the app, the Eventify people. And I just happened to find an article which was like Eventify versus Hoova, where they were comparing themselves to Hoova. I'm like, wow, this is incredible, like the amount that, you know, of features you get for just a couple $100, basically.
Yeah, it's feature rich. It's great. I mean, I haven't even scratched the surface on everything that can be done with it, but I mean, that's to be expected when we try to roll out an app for
in the middle of an event.
So,
right.
Well, that has been as successful as it has, I think, has been a testament to the software.
We've only been lightly promoting it for the last couple days. Last day, I would say, really. It was just yesterday.
It went live about 24 hours ago.
Yeah, and there's already, you said to me this morning, what, almost two dozen users?
Yeah, I think it's 23 right now.
So that's a pretty good result initially there. And so, you know, it'll let people kind of advertise the thing. So there's like the list for the exhibitors, which we've never had before at Forkfest. And there's like a social thing where you can post, like I was sitting down there with you at Silver Dave's eating dinner last night. I got up, took a picture just to test it out, and I posted that to the social feed on this app. It showed up. So it seems to be working. There's been a couple bugs that we've found, and you're in touch with the people that are running this thing. But if this works out, then they actually even allow you to do like a custom white label branded app of its own. Like, so right now,
That may be why the download history in the Google Play Store is so low.
Maybe. I don't know.
People use that. So what they do effectively is we would have a Forkfest app that
our
people
own
can download
app.
Directly.
Yeah.
Well, we have to make that happen.
I think that'd be awesome. Well, I mean, if they are as helpful as they've been and they do the things that we want, we can continue. Hold that thought. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.